Satisfactory label back in February of 2021. And kicking off that nice long set with Alex the Astronaut, a track called Haircut. Alex the Astronaut is the stage name of Australian's Alexandra Lynn, and the single is off their sophomore album, How to Grow a Sunflower Underwater. It was released July of 2022 on Network Records. I'm Ryan D. This is Something About the Women, filling in for the 14th time. I'm filling in today for my friend Jane. I was on vacation, and I'm so very happy and honored to be here, and thanks to the three amazing women who run this show for allowing me to be the guest host again for the 14th time. That's right. I enjoy telling everybody how long I've how many times I've covered this show. Of course, you are tuned into WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM at WMFO.org for all of the world to hear. We are going to transition now into a full-on dance party, and that's why I kind of put Liza Ann's new single, Cheerleader, as the last song, so it was a good transition into the dance party hour, which we kind of really need here in Boston. It is a kind of dreary, rainy, blah kind of day, so I want to put some pep in your step. What are you looking at? I'm looking at you getting up right now and doing your best moves. I want to see, metaphorically speaking, all of you voguing right now. Here's Madonna, Something About the Women.
I didn't just come here to dance, if you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean? If you just give me a chance, you'd see what I see. Do you see what I see?
She loves.
watching you kiss her. Oh.
That's Robin right there, singing about exactly what I'm doing in this booth, dancing on my own. Hopefully you're out there dancing with me. Dancing on My Own, that is my absolute favorite dance song of all time. Lead single and one of, that's one of the best. It's off the Swedish musician's fifth album. It's called Body Talk Part 1, came out in 2010. Carly Rae Jepsen, that's probably my second favorite dance song of all time. I Didn't Just Come Here to Dance, that's taken off the deluxe edition of her third studio album, Motion. That was released June of 2015. A little classic dancing music, a bit of that with ABBA. Dancing Queen, first single off the Swedish superstar's fourth album, 1976's Arrival. Dua Lipa, it's probably my third favorite dance song. These are all my favorite dance songs. Levitating, fifth single off the British musician's sophomore album, Future Nostalgia. That was released March of 2020. And kicking off that dance party with Madonna, Vogue, super huge hit single off of her 1990 album, I'm Breathless, released May 22nd, 1990, and that was to accompany the release of the movie she was starring in at the time, which was Dick Tracy. I'm Ryan D. This is Something About the Women, covering for my friend Jane today. I hope you're having a fantastic Saturday. Let's get back into it with the one and only Janet Jackson.
What's up, girl?
He stood me up again.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's up with this guy? Do you really like him that much?
Yes, honey. I love him. He is fun. He does a lot of nice things for me.
I know he used to do nice stuff for you, but what has he done for you lately?
Seem to think that you're so bitchy keen. can't you see? I'm calling. A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Do I think I'm done? Losing my head, spinning around.
he saw me crying. Cause if he were here right now, he would look at me and he would say.
Tuned into Something About the Women, the Dance Hour. Great music right there from Zella Day. Dance for Love, the name of that song you just heard. Lead single off of the Arizona musician's third studio album. It's called Sunday in Heaven. It was released October 2022. And Zella Day is right here in our area this evening. She is at the Sinclair in Cambridge tonight. That is going to be a super dancey time. So if you're in the area and you want to get your dance on, Zella Day at the Sinclair in Cambridge this evening. Up out of that, Rihanna with Only Girl in the World, one of my favorite songs of hers. It's the lead single off of her fifth studio album, Loud. That was released November 2010. Britney Spears with Toxic, big hit single. It's the second one off her Smash album. It's her fourth one. It was a big old hit, as you probably know that. In the Zone, released November 2003. And kicking off that set with Janet Jackson, What Have You Done For Me Lately? It's the lead single off her third studio album, Control, released on A&M Records in 1986. This is the last set of Something About the Women. I've had a blast being here. I always do. And stay tuned for Crash Course for the Ravers. Brian Young is in the house, and he'll be taking you into the afternoon. But I'll be back to say goodbye after this set. And the late, great Tina Turner, who will live on forever and ever, especially at this station. Music Savage.
Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us.
Has played her many, many times.
Nice.
This is my other show.
And easy.
And of course we play her.
But there's just one thing, you see.
Something about the women.
Never, ever do nothing.
Here's Proud Mary.
Nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. Then we're gonna take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're gonna do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Listen to the story now. Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worrying about the way the things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, ooh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis,
and I pumped a lot of tang down in New Orleans.
But I never saw the good side of the city until I hitched the ride on the riverboat queen.
Know the
big wheel keep on turning, ooh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. Rolling on the river.
Rolling on the river.
Say we're rolling.
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 Rolling on the river.
Rolling.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
She moves like she don't care. Smooth as silk, cool as air. Ooh, it makes you wanna cry. She doesn't know your name, and your heart beats like a subway train. You wanna take her?
It's Something About the Women. That's the last song of the set, Blondie Maria, lead single off the band's seventh album, Maria. At the time, that was their first album in 17 years since 1982's The Hunter. Maria was released in February of 1999. Up ahead of that, Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody Who Loves Me. It's the Grammy Award-winning single that appears on her huge hit album, Whitney. It was released June 1987. Up ahead of that, Aretha Franklin with Respect from 1967 off the album I Never Loved a Man the Way That I Loved You. And kicking off that set with Tina Turner, the one and only late, great Tina Turner. Proud Mary, the Grammy Award-winning cover of the Creedence Clearwater Revival song. It's the second single released off the 1970 album Working Together. I had a blast covering for Something About the Women for my 14th time today here at WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, serving the Boston area, and WMFO.org, serving all of you out there. Thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned for Crash Course for the Ravers. Brian Young is in the house. It's always a good time. It's always how you kick off your Saturday afternoon. And here we go. I'll see you later. Thanks for dancing along with me.
Turn on the light, don't lap it, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. When people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Ravers. It's a drive.